Vehine hatoira his heroisono shaloi lelech bechukoi soakum. The Torah warns us in many places that a Jew is supposed to stay clear from the paths of the goyim. Chukoi, the word choik means especially those things that goyim do without any logic or reason. It's like the opposite of what we call emuna. We have the concept of emuna. We have the example of paraduma, certain mitzvahs in the Torah, which we do it even though there's no logical explanation as to how it works. Lahavdil by the goyim, they have their things of walking under a ladder, certain things, superstitions, or chukim, certain things that they do that have no rhyme or reason, where they do it, where that's called, that's one of the definitions of chukoseihem, the chukos of the goyim. And a Jew is supposed to keep himself as far away from the goyim as he possibly can. And not to be similar to them in any way, not to dress like them, not to talk like them, not to eat like them. As is explained in the section of Shulchan Aruch called Yoredeya, there's an entire chapter or a few chapters there that deal with this subject, how the Jews are supposed to be different from the Goyim. Ki be'emes, because Rav Nosson Zal explains, the truth is, afal pi she'be'emes lamitoi yecholin limtzoi elikusis baruch afilu b'lashonei so'akum, even though in the deepest levels of truth, we know that it's possible to find Hashem even in the languages of the Goyim and even in places of Tumah. Ki ihu mechaya es kulam, because Hashem sustains everything, even them. Ukemavur heita b'mamar anal, as is explained very well in chapter 33 in Likutei Moran. Afal pikein osur lichnois sham. Despite that, a regular Jew is not allowed to enter into that place. Ki yuchal lihitofes sham, because a Jew can get trapped. If a Jew goes down to the place of the goyim, he can become ensnared there. Machmas ribui haklipois shehem robim alatoiv, because of the large number of klipois that are much more power, that are much larger in quantity and power than the little bit of good that's there. V'hatoiv misalim shom betachlis ha'elam, and the good that's found there is extremely hidden. It's very hard to access. Al kein yuchal litfois b'neim chas v'shalom. Therefore, a Jew can easily become trapped in the bed that's there. V'ikras horo hisiroisanu atoyro shaloi laleches b'chukoseim daikov. And the main warning that the Torah gives to a Jew is not to follow the chukos of the goyim. As it says in Chumash several times, Bechukoseim loy teilechu. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains, Ki es ze l'umas ze oso lekim, because we know that whatever exists in Kedusha, Hashem has always made an equal opposite example of it in Tumah. And just as within the realm of Kedusha, we discussed two types of love, two types of chesed, one which was called Ahavo Shebiyomim, one which is called the Ahavo Shebiyomim, Vishom Yesh Bechinas Yemei Toi V'Yemei Ra, Kemavur B'mai Maranal. And Rabbeinu Zal explains in Likutei Moran that when we're dealing with the Ahavo Shebiyomim, there's good and bad over there. Because when we're dealing with the seven lower attributes of Hashem, there's chesed and gvura, there's netzah, there's a right and a left, which symbolize good and bad. Whenever we talk about the seven lower attributes of Hashem, we're talking about a place where there's a potential for good and bad. When we talk about das and above that, there it's kuloi toiv. It's called, just like we say on Shabbos, horachmanu yan chileinu yoim shekuloi toiv. What we're asking there is Hashem should take us upstairs to Olam Haba, where it's all good. Whereas Olam Hazeh, which represents the seven lower midos, there's toiv and ra. In the Torah many times, it uses the terms yemei toiv and yemei ra, good days and bad days, referring to this lower level, the Ahavo Shebiyomim, where there's both good and bad there. V'shom yesh b'chinas yemei toiv yemei ra. V'yesh Ahavo Shebedas, whereas there's something called Ahavo Shebedas, the love or kindness of das, which is a much higher level, lemala mehamoyach umehamidois, which is above the midois, v'shom hu bechinas kuloi toiv. There we're referring to the aspect of Hashem that's only good. Kihu bechinas oiraiso datikos timo. That's referring to the deepest portion of the Torah, the Asido Lizgal Yelosid Lavoi, which is going to be revealed in the future, Shehu Bechinas Kuloi Toiv, which is all good. Meaning, nowadays, we have a concept of Shisha Sidra. Where do we see this concept of this seven in the Torah? You have the Shisha Sidrei Mishnah and the Gemara. That's the seven here. And Mishnah and Gemara is kosher, posel, tohar, tomei, osr, mutter. It's good and bad, still mixed up together. That's the whole difficulty in the learning of Torah Shebaal Peh, to untangle the good from the bad, to get the psak halacha, which is going to make peace between right and left, good and bad, right and wrong, in a sense, even though we've learned many times that it's not really right and wrong, because they're both right in a sense, but there's this concept of two, you know, a right and a left, and there's a potential for good and bad that's there. Vishom hu lemala mehamidois, lemala measechel. Whereas when we deal with this ahavo shebedas, it's above this midois. Ki ef shalonu lahasig besichleinu oyer hoava azoy shebedas kanal. Because it's impossible for us today, with our finite minds, to be able to understand this oyer hoava shebedas. So just like in Kiddusha, you have these two levels. Ahavo shebiyomim and ahavo shebedas, kemoy kein ezelu maze besitrachro yeshnei bechinois. Yesh bechinas klipois v'sitrachro shem bechinas yomim, bechinas yemei ra, v'hem keneged yemei toiv. Within the sitrachro, there's a concept of days, midois, which means just like there's good days, lahavdil in sitrachro there's bad days. In other words, just like the Pasuk says, Yoimam Yitzava Hashem Chazdoi, that Kavyochol Hashem puts Chesed and Ahavo into each one of the 7 days, so too, Lahavdil, the Sitra Achra, has the ability to pump Ra, to pump Gvura into each one of those 7 days. V'shom yesh kamo nitzutzois mehayomim v'hamidois shenoflu kiyodua. And we know that there are many sparks of Kiddusha from the days or midois that fell. Those 7 lower spheroids had an afil in a sense. They fell and got messed up to a degree. V'yesh oid b'chinas sitra achra, whereas there's a worse sitra achra, shehu kuloi ra, which is all evil, ve'ein sham shum toiv, where there's no trace of good there at all, ve'ein sham shum das klal, there is no sechel there at all, there's no logic there at all, hainu shehem ksilus v'ra gomor. This level of the sitracha represents something that's total foolishness, total evil, ve'ein sham shum toiv, v'shum sechel, v'shum nitzutz shel akdusha. There is no good, no sense, no spark of Kiddusha that's found there. This is like we've spoken about many times, the concept of Klipas Noiga versus the other 3 Klipos. The concept of Amalek versus all the other nations. V'alkein kol ma'aseyem heim b'li shum sechel v'tam, afilu shel tos. Therefore, the actions of the Goyim that come from this second Klipa are type of actions that have no rhyme or reason whatsoever, not even a mistaken reason. Ki bebechinas haklipo shel hayomim v'amidois, yicholin limtzoi shom kamo nitzutzois dikdusha kanal. Because within the lighter tumah, there it's possible to find sparks of Kiddusha. V'alkein yeshom eze tam v'inyan. Therefore, over there are reasons for the things they're doing. Afal pi shehu betous, even though they're mistaken reasons, ki heim mahapchem divrei lekim chayim, because they turn around Hashem's words, they have it upside down, machmas ribui hora, because of the great quantity of evil, afal pikein al kol ponim yeshom eze tam shel tos v'sheker. Still, there's some logic, it's a perverted logic, it's mistaken, but it's a mistaken logic. Aval bebchinas haklipo habeis, Shum ein shum nitzutz, vein shum shum tam. There is no spark of sense or light or reason. Ki ein shum shum sechel ve shum nitzutz. Vehu shoyrish hasitrachra vaklipa. That's the source of the sitrachra. Ki kol hasitrachra mekabla misham. Just like in Kiddusha, the Ahava Shebiyamim receives from the Ahava Shebedas, so too in the Sitrachra, the lighter level Sitrachra receives from the most severe Sitrachra. Veze bechinas chukoi so'amim. This is the concept of what the Torah refers to as those beliefs of the Goyim, the beliefs of the Goyim, which have no reason. You know, they're... Ki chuko hudovor shein boi shum tam. Choik refers to something that has no logical reason. Ubikdusha chuko is hatoy rakdoishu bechinas lamala miasechel. When we talk about kedusha, when we talk about Yiddishkeit, there the term choik refers to something that's above logic. It's a higher level than logic. It's a faith that exceeds the, you know, the lahavdil, like we've spoken many times, when you talk about the spheroids, when you work your way up from the bottom, malchus up about till you get to chochma bina das. What's above chochma bina das? The malchus of the next world, because you know you have 10, then you have the next 10, the next 10. So the malchus of the olam hayitzira is a higher level than the chochma bina das of the olam hoasiyah, and malchus is always emuna. Malchus is emuna. So when we talk about faith, there exists a concept of faith that's above chochma bina das, that's above reason. When we talk about the chukim of the Torah, they symbolize this ahavo shebedas. They symbolize a level of wisdom that doesn't exist today. It's only in the future we're going to be able to understand it. Kigoin mitzvas poraduma shenemar bo chukas haTorah. It's called chuk, choik. Shelo yizgal ze hasoid ad losid. The secret of poraduma will not be revealed until the future. Vafilu Shlomo HaMelech Olav HaShalom Omar, Omarti Echkamo Vehi Rechoika. Even Shlomo HaMelech said, I thought that I had mastered Chochmah already, and even though I mastered Chochmah, this knowledge is still far away from me. Because again, even though he got to Chochmah on a certain level, the Malchus of the next level is much, much higher than the Chochmah of the lower level. Mit al mitzvah zu, he said it about this mitzvah of Poraduma. Kemoikein beklipa, so to in tuma chukoi soamim hu bechines haklipa habeizanal shehu lemato mehayomim vamidois. So to in tuma, there are these two, and the chukim of the goyim represents a level of tuma that's lower than the tuma of the midois. Shein shum shum tam klal, where there's no reason or logic whatsoever. V'alkein nikroim chuka. That's why it's called chuka. U'kemoi she'onuroyim she'chukaseim he'bli shum tam klal. Kein b'china zu. As we see, there are certain things that the goyim do that have no logic or reason or explanation whatsoever. V'zehu b'chinas avoydezoro shelohem she'hem shtus nigla u'mefursim ve'en lahem shum tam al zeh. This is referring to their idol worship, which is a silly, ridiculous thing. There's no logic or reason to it or sensibility to it whatsoever. Vafal pikein heim adukim bo. And yet despite that, they're super attached to it. Ki ze bechinas haklipa habeiz hanal shehu kuloi ra ve'en shom shum sechel v'shum nitzutz kedusha kanal. Ukemuva biksovim, as is written in the writings of the Arizal, shehavoy dezora ein bo shum nitzutz dikdusha, that idols don't have any trace of kedusha in them. Vehu bechinas tsoyo mamish, they are called waste matter, literally. Shehu moisrois gomor shein boi shum toiv. It represents a type of excrement that has no good in it at all. It's pure waste. Bechinas tsei toimar loi ukamuva. There's a pasuk in the Torah where it speaks about idols and it says, tell it to get out. You know, tell it to an idol, to idol or idol worship, but the only thing said to him is get out. And tsei is miloshin tsoyo ukamuva, as is brought in the writings of the Arizal. Vezeh bechinas ki kol eloikei ho'amim elilin. there's a pasuk that says that all the gods of the goyim are elils. Elilim daiko ki elil loshen dovor she'enoi. Rashi says that the word elil means something that's not, something that's zero. Kihem elil gomor, because the idols are nothing. She'ein shom shum toiv. V'alkein ein shom shum tam v'sechel. V'alkein nikruim chukoy suamim kanal. And that's why this is called chukim of the goyim. Now, a person who associates with the goyim and assimilates with them and conducts himself like them, he dresses like them, he talks like them, he can become ensnared in their trap to the point where he falls into the clutches of this second klipa, shehu bechinas chukoy soakum, shehu kuloy ra chas v'sholom. Ukishanoyfe l'shom chas v'sholom, azai ein soymech biyodei chas v'sholom. And when a person falls into that second klipa, there's just about no way to pull him out. Me'achar shein shom shum nitzutz digdusha kanal, since there's no spark of kiddusha for him to hold on to over there. V'alkein his hero sonu ha-toyro lifroish midarcheim ulehisrachik mehem. Therefore the Torah warns a Jew, stay far away from them. V'hakoil osur mishum chuka soakum. And many of the things that the Torah tells us not to do, they say don't do this because it's chukoy soakum. Hainu kidei shlo yeh nitfas chas v'sholom b'bchinas ha-klipa beis. This means that the person should not get trapped into the second klipa shehi b'chinas chukoy soakum sheshom ein shum toiv. Umi shenoyfe l'shom chas v'sholom kosheloi lotzeis mishom. And when a person falls there, it's very difficult to get him out. Ki ein soymech biyodei. He has no rope. There's nothing holding on to. Me'achar shein shom shum nitzutz v'shum toiv klal. Since there's no spark of kedusha, no trace of good there, there's nothing to pull him out with. Just about.